I'm Laura Vogt, and thank you so much for joining us again for our podcast, The Not-So-Secret Guide to Being a Berkeley Engineer. And today I'm really excited to introduce Tiffany Reardon. Tiffany, why don't you introduce yourself?
Hi, this is Tiffany Reardon. I work in the Center for Access to Engineering Excellence.
And what is your role exactly in the center?
So I'm part of the programs team. My official title is Assistant Director of Retention Programs. What does that mean? Basically, I run programs that onboard students into Berkeley and make sure that they have a successful transition.
So today we wanted to talk a little bit about PREP and T-PREP. Can you tell us about that program?
Absolutely. So incoming engineering students probably received a postcard and or an email inviting them to these programs. So I'll start with PREP. So PREP is a program for incoming freshmen. It is a 2.5-week program where students come, they live on campus, and we focus on chemistry, Chem 1A, and Math 1A and 1B. Those are courses that our engineering students will take in their first semester, with the exception of our EEC students. Now, our EEC students will not take Chem 1A, but they will take CS 61A, and we actually have a primer course for 61A for our EEC students.
And so what's the difference between PREP and T-PREP then?
T-PREP is our version for transfer students. So community college transfer students will come to Berkeley. They will have already taken their math and chemistry, and they will dive right into their major, some lower division classes depending on what community college they went to, but they will start actually taking their engineering classes. So for the T-PREP program, students will take math. Typically, they might take MATLAB, CS61A, discrete math, thermodynamics, solids. So we actually have strands or tracks, if you will, for each of the different majors. And so students will get a glimpse of what they'll be taking in the fall and spring semester through T-PREP as well.
And so how are the programs structured?
So both programs are full-time programs. So students come to PREP, for example, they have class in the morning, they have math and chem or math and CS. We start at 8:30 and they run until 5 p.m. And then students have some free time and then dinner. And then in the evenings, they'll study together. For T-PREP, they start 9 o'clock. We have a session in the AM, and then they'll go right into either their CS class or their EE MATLAB class, and then they'll do tours and things like that in the afternoon. In addition, both programs have a professional development component, which I think is really useful, especially for incoming students, because as soon as you arrive on campus, you'll notice that recruiters will be, you know, recruiting for internships for next summer. So the benefit of these programs is that students that are in these programs, when they finish, they'll have a nice polished resume and they'll be ready for the career fairs.
And is there a cost to the students for these?
No, these programs are absolutely free. We provide the meals, we provide all the materials. Students that are in PREP get a free math textbook, so that saves some money right there. Housing is free. For our T-PREP students, some of our students won't actually live on campus. We have a fair number of transfer students that stay in apartments. So if you aren't living on campus, you can still do T-PREP. We'll give you the meal card so you get all the meals, but it's not a requirement of the program. But cost 100% free. We get sponsorship from various companies that invest in our engineering students, and so we're able to provide these. And we've actually expanded. This year we're doing 60 for T-PREP and 50 for PREP.
Oh, that's fantastic. That's quite a few students for each program. How do you determine which classes each student actually gets assigned to for PREP?
Okay, so for PREP, what we look at is we look at the classes that students have taken in high school. And so we've selected Math 1A and B because the thought is students that come into PREP that they'll take 1A in the fall or 1B in the fall, and then they'll take physics in spring or they might take physics, you know, typically in the freshman year. But what we do is we look at those classes, and we look at classes that students, you know, would benefit from having a cohort of students, and those are the classes that we've decided would be best for students. For the prep students that are going to be taking physics in spring, they'll benefit from being a part of a cohort after prep in the spring semester. So, you know, they'll know like 25 other students in their class or however many students in that particular class. But the program doesn't end at the end of the summer. It actually goes on into the academic year. And then, of course, we always have activities for students, parties. We have end-of-year events and networking events throughout the year.
So it's not just the three-week program. It's actually something that continues throughout the year.
It is. It's something that continues throughout the year. The same with T-Prep. For T-Prep, how do we select the classes? What we do is we look at the classes that our incoming students have already taken at the community college, and we tailor it to students from the different majors. So, for example, as I mentioned earlier, you know, EEC students will likely take CS61A. So we have a 61A primer course. Students that have taken MATLAB at their community college, even though they've taken it, students that have told me that they have learned more in the MATLAB T-Prep than they could possibly imagine. So it is extremely useful.
And so this year, the prep, you're actually starting a new aspect to it where they're going to be working with the Jacobs Institute of Design this year. Can you tell me a little bit about what that's going to entail?
Yes, so we're really excited about a partnership that we have. Fun fact, Professor Scott Mora, who will be working with the students, was a prep alum, so it's really a nice, you know, way to partner. Scott Moore is going to be doing a design studio with students, and students will work in teams of four. They'll work on a design project. At the end of the prep program, they'll do a presentation and a pitch to industry, and students will be given design studio time during the program, so that's already built in. All the equipment is free. All of the training is free, and students will have a really nice design project that they can say that they worked on even before they've taken any classes at Cal.
And so if someone is interested in the prep program, how are you deciding who's going to be part of it?
So that's a great question. So unfortunately, we only have 50 slots in prep, so we're really looking for students that are going to be taking Math 1A or 1B in the fall. If students are starting off in 53, 54, then they really wouldn't be a great candidate for the program. So really, again, students that are taking 1A and 1B should, you know, really look into applying for the program. Also, students that are taking Chem, if they're non-EECs, they're likely they'll take Chem. If they've AP'd out of Chem, then unfortunately they wouldn't be a good candidate for the program. So really that's the main thing. But again, we do only have 50 slots, so we do have to limit it to students. Another thing that we look at is we look at the students' availability at their high school. So, you know, we have a number of students that come, and maybe their high school didn't offer a lot of AP classes. So we look at that as well. So if you're coming from a school with limited AP offerings, we do encourage you to apply to the prep program.
And so on the T-Prep side, how do you decide on what students to take for that program?
So for T-Prep, it's a bit different. So what we look for in T-Prep, first of all, we look for students who attended community colleges that do not have a lot of engineering courses. So we know that there are some community colleges in the state where the highly recommended courses, you know, are plentiful at their community college. So a student who attended a community college that does not have a lot of these engineering courses, they would be a great candidate. We also look at students from different areas. So maybe we have a student from, you know, only one person is coming from that community college. I can guarantee you if we only have one person from that community college, the likelihood is that they will be accepted into the program. Because aside from the individual student experience, we also want to foster a relationship with that community college to get more students from that school. So I'll give you a good example. So one year I think we had like 50 students apply from Foothill College. And in addition, we had one student come from Santa Barbara City College. Well, I picked the Santa Barbara City College because then that student, you know, would have a harder time kind of building community and transitioning. And also schools from out of the area, students from Southern California likely would benefit from the program, because part of TPREP is as well as getting academically, you know, academic transition, the social transition, and just kind of transitioning to relocating to Northern California. A number of our students that are in TPREP are non-traditional age students, reentry students. We have a lot of student parents. The great thing about TPREP is that if you are a student parent, you can meet other students who have kids as well, have families. And so it's just nice to be able to provide that, because that's not something that, you know, students would typically know, like who else is a parent.
So for both of these programs, we're asking for people to apply. When are our application deadlines?
So the application deadline for PrEP is June 1st, and the application deadline for TPREP is June 15th.
And both of those applications are available online. You just have to check us out at engineering.berkeley.edu/either PrEP or /TPREP, and we'll have both of those links on our webpage. Welcomeengineer.berkeley.edu. And before we leave you today, we've interviewed some of our past PrEP and TPREP students, and so we've got some great quotes from them, of them letting you know why they liked the program and why they suggest that you should definitely apply if you're thinking about applying.
My name is Divashish Kumar. I'm an electrical engineering computer science major at UC Berkeley, and I'm representing TPREP today. That it's an amazing opportunity for transfer students to kind of get an idea of what Berkeley is. When I came to Berkeley, I had no idea what kind of classes I would be taking, what kind of projects I would have, how much work I would have to do a day. And I didn't really have a set guideline of what I was going to do when I was going to get here. And TPREP helped me exactly with that. It allowed me to build a connection of students that were dedicated and wanting to do as well as I wanted to do when I came to UC Berkeley. And from there, I was able to get a study group and really get an idea of how I need to study in order to do as well as I wanted to do when I came here. And it really exposed me to different types of people and different types of things that I was interested in as well.
Hi, my name is Elizabeth Rodriguez. I'm a senior student in the Civil and Environmental Department. I did TPREP and ES Square. It was extremely helpful because some of the classes that I take, some of the TPREPs were in the same classes that I was taking. So it was extremely helpful to have someone so I can talk to and then get along and then do homework together. It was very, very helpful.
Hi, so my name is Carlos Jimenez. I'm a civil engineering major and I'm a first year in UC Berkeley. It helped me a lot personally because in high school I came from a low income school. So we didn't have as many advantages as other students did. So what PrEP helped me do was it actually helped me learn what college is like, considering I had never actually like seen or noticed what actually college life was. And it helped me make a lot of friends that I can rely on now anytime I need to study or like I just need help with anything.
Hi, my name is Mary Melendez, and I'm a first year mechanical engineering student here at UC Berkeley. PrEP definitely helped me make a base of friends that I had and could rely on once school started, because that was definitely the biggest difficulty that I had once I was here and living in the dorms. It also got me a little bit used to taking care of myself. Like during those 2 weeks, you already have to do your laundry, you already have to feed yourself, like you have to get to class on time because we start really early. So it definitely helps you get into that rhythm after taking a whole summer off after high school.
I am so excited that we had those students come in and tell us what they liked about Prep and T-Prep. It sounds like a fantastic program that I think anyone who's in the classes that you were talking about earlier or wants to work on getting their cohort, and that it's a year-long program. Thank you so much, Tiffany, for talking with us today.
Thank you. We definitely hope that those of you listening apply to the program. Something that I didn't mention but is a very cool perk of the program is that if you do participate in Prep or T-Prep, you will get a stole from the program at graduation. Nice. A lot of students proudly wear that stole, so we hope to see you in the fall.
Thank you so much.